The KJS Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
Welcome back. It is the third hour and the final hour of the KJS Show. And music led us here. You know, we traveled to France by the way of Guadeloupe, and we found Arnaud Dolmen. He is a drummer, composer, producer, and one of the most acclaimed artists on the jazz scene. Of course, his distinctions include revelations at the Victoire de Jazz, finalist of the Django Reinhardt Prize in 2023, French Musician of the Year. He's also one of the top three best drummers of the year, voted by Jazz Magazine and Jazz News. Of course, Arnaud is taking the rhythms and musical traditions of his native Guadeloupe, the French Caribbean island, in decidedly new directions. He stops by this afternoon and we talk to him on his way to the next adventure. Kofifi FM, please help me welcome Arnaud Dolmen. Welcome to the KJS Show.
Yes, thank you for your introduction. It's very, very wonderful.
Thank you for joining us.
Hi, everybody.
Hello. I think this is probably going to be one of the most unique conversations, you know, that is happening on the radio this Sunday. We are joined by Anik Benjamin, who will be our translator as well, you know, for our fellowship with Arnaud. Once again, both of you, welcome. Now, Arnaud, let's begin here. You were born in Guadeloupe. That was in, I think, 38 years ago, right? And moved to France. Let's go back to the days of Guadeloupe and how you found your voice in the drum.
Alors, petite rectification.
Moi, it's not exactly that.
Alors, moi, moi, je suis né à Bar-le-Duc.
I was born in France, in Bar-le-Duc.
Parce que mes parents étaient, alors mon père était militaire de carrière.
Because my parent and my father was in the military, in the army.
Et ma mère a commencé sa carrière de secrétaire dans une assurance en France.
Okay, and my mother started working as an insurance company secretary in France. So I was born in France. And then?
Et après, on a déménagé. Mes parents ont été mutés en Guadeloupe.
They moved to Guadeloupe.
Et j'ai grandi en Guadeloupe. Je suis arrivé à l'âge de 4 ans et demi.
I was 4 years and a half when I arrived in Guadeloupe and I grew up in Guadeloupe.
Voilà. Et donc du coup, toute la culture guadeloupéenne. De toutes les façons, mes parents sont tous les deux guadeloupéens, donc j'ai toujours eu cette culture guadeloupéenne.
Both my parents are Guadeloupean, so I always was immersed in Guadeloupean culture.
Et du coup, j'ai grandi en Guadeloupe, j'ai commencé à faire de la musique. Alors, j'ai commencé en France très tôt, donc à l'âge de 2-3 ans.
In fact, when I was 2 or 3 years old, I started already playing music.
Mais quand je suis arrivé en Guadeloupe, j'ai eu la chance d'intégrer l'école de Monsieur Georges Troupé, qui était une école spécialisée autour de la musique guadeloupéenne, autour du groka.
And when I reached Guadeloupe, I was so lucky because I was registered in a groka, a famous school at the time, that was managed by George Troupé, a famous groka drummer and musician.
Et après, quand j'ai eu mon baccalauréat,
and after I got my high school degree,
j'ai fait mes études supérieures à Toulouse, en France.
I went to study in university in Toulouse, in France.
Voilà, donc, hop, alors, pour la sécurité, j'ai commencé par faire des études de comptabilité.
For safety reasons, you know, to please my parents, I started studying accounting.
Et en parallèle, j'ai intégré l'école Dante Agostini à Toulouse, une école spécialisée sur la batterie.
But in parallel, I also joined the Dante Agostini Battery School or Drumming School.
Mm. Et la musique a pris vraiment un pas immense dans ma vie.
And music took over.
Fuse, mix together, you know, the rich guoka music of the island with intelligent jazz improvisation. Let's talk a little bit more about the sound.
Alors, oui, donc dans l'école de Georges Troupé,
alors j'ai commencé. In the school, the first school where I started learning drumming with Georges Troupé,
on a vraiment étudié la musique guoka dans son ensemble.
We really had a thorough study of guoka, whatever it was. In all details.
Voilà, c'est-à-dire de la musique traditionnelle en étudiant les chants de veillée, les chants de groka traditionnels, en allant après sur le groka moderne initié à la base par Gérard Loquel, et après avec tous les courants de groka qu'il y a eu après, quoi, entre les groupes comme Horizon. Des groupes comme Guacassone, voilà, des groupes, des musiciens, on a étudié des musiciens comme Christian Lavizeau, vraiment des personnes qui ont fait un travail spécifique sur le groka.
So, you need to understand that while I was at Georges Troupé schools, we really covered everything. We covered a traditional groka and traditional singing rhythm and traditional morning songs. And wake, And then we moved to a modern Gwoka, what we call Gwoka Modern, that was initiated by Gérard Locquiel, and who wrote a treaty on this actually. And then we moved to the Gwoka Jazz variations with people like Horizon, Lavizzo, and other people, Sakuta, and so
Voilà.
on and so forth.
Et en parallèle, Georges Troupé était quelqu'un de très très ouvert sur plein de styles de musique, et on a étudié aussi la musique jazz, la musique caribéenne aussi dans son ensemble, et un peu de musique classique.
OK, and don't forget that in parallel, Georges Toupé as a character was extremely open to culture and to music and various styles. So he had us learn about jazz, the whole variety of jazz, then all Caribbean music and all classical music too. We studied everything.
Kofi FM, we're spending time in the company of French drummer Arnaud Domaine this Sunday, listening closer to his music that is a fusion of guoka and jazz improvisation. Now, Arnaud, you've collaborated with many renowned musicians such as Alfredo Rodriguez and many others. How have these collaborations maybe influenced your musical growth?
Alors, je pense que bon, déjà, le fait d'avoir été vraiment bercé et avoir pris conscience très tôt la force de notre musique Gwoka en Guadeloupe, donc ça, le fait d'avoir ce background, ça m'a beaucoup servi. Et du coup, ça m'a permis aussi d'aller du coup vers les autres en étant curieux, en fait. Curieux. Et maintenant, je vis à Paris depuis de quelques années maintenant. Et comme j'aime dire, à Paris, on voyage tout en restant à Paris parce que c'est tellement cosmopolite, et il y a tellement de bons musiciens venus d'horizons différents. Donc voilà, c'est grâce à tout ça que mon jeu se nourrit en fait.
You need to know that because of the fact that I was well anchored in Gwoka music and the music of it and how it works and so on, I had that solid foundation, and
Yes.
that enables me to kind of open and being curious to what the others had to offer compared to what was mine already.
Yeah.
And you need to know also that for the past few years I've been living in Paris, and you know, Paris is something else because it's so cosmopolitan. And I like to say that while staying in Paris, you can travel the world. And having so many musicians around me, coming from abroad and other circles and so on, fed my music and fed me as a character musician.
Fascinating. Fascinating. I'm often curious about the process of creating by artists. What inspires you, when you create new music and maybe even when you are improvising?
Alors, mon processus de composition, il y a différentes manières en fait. Hein. Déjà,
There are various processes for creation in me.
déjà, tout simplement, en étant par exemple dans le métro, dans la vie courante, j'ai souvent, ben, maintenant tous les portables ont des dictaphones. Donc, il y a beaucoup de mélodies qui me viennent comme ça. Et je chante mes mélodies, je les enregistre, ça fait des petits bouts. Et après, je rentre chez moi et je les arrange ou je modifie. Donc ça, c'est une des manières.
The first easy and usual process that I have is, for example, being just in the underground in Paris. You know, I'm there, I have my cellular phone with a recording facility, and suddenly I feel the melody come in. So I
Yeah.
start singing, I record it, and then I have bits and pieces each time it comes. Then when I reach home, I arrange and do the composition and rearrangement. That's one way, one process.
Par exemple, quand je travaille des concepts sur mon instrument, qui est la batterie, et bien quelquefois je trouve des grooves comme ça, Et sur ces grooves, eh bien, je crée un morceau dessus. Ça, c'est notre manière. Il faut savoir que depuis quelque temps, je travaille le piano classique. Je prends des cours de piano classique pour l'harmonie, pour les mélodies aussi. Donc ça aussi, ça m'inspire énormément pour créer. Et aussi les sujets politiques, les sujets des faits de société, ça m'inspire énormément pour... Voilà, moi je suis fan aussi de sport en général, j'aime le foot, j'aime la boxe par exemple, et tout ça peut m'inspirer en fait. Bon, j'ai été un peu
Okay, I was kind of long, but basically, you know, I
long.
wanted to tell you that sometimes, you know, I have when I'm working on a concept, finding new concepts for my instrument, drumming,
Yes.
suddenly there's a groove that comes, and from that groove, I just started developing it and creating. That's a second way of doing it. Third, you know that I've been learning the piano, classical piano now for quite a while. And really, it gives me a better tackling of harmony and melody. And from that, also, I get a lot of inspiration to create. And don't forget that politics, social events, sport, football, boxing, which are my favorite, are also sources of inspiration for me because I'm very much involved in the circumstances, my environment.
fascinating conversation here this Sunday, of course, with our wonderful translator, Anigwe, chatting to Arnoud. And, you know, you have three projects, you know, Tonbe Leve, that was in 2017, Adjusting followed in 2022, and now the latest in 2024, Leno. Your drumming style, you know, is known for its versatility and creativity. How would you describe, maybe, you know, your approach to the three projects? What was so different about the three projects?
Alors, mon premier projet, Tombé Levé, c'est un
projet... Okay, the first one was Tombé Levé.
Comme une présentation de qui je suis.
It's just an outline or basic presentation of who I am.
C'est-à-dire que Tombé Levé, c'est vraiment un hommage à ma famille, à la Caraïbe et au jazz aussi, en fait, au jazz.
Okay, because Tombé Levé, the first project, really is a true tribute to who I am, my family, the Caribbean, and jazz.
Et les morceaux qui sont dessus, ce sont des morceaux, pour la plupart, que j'avais composés au début de ma carrière de compositeur. Et grâce à ces morceaux et grâce à cet album m'a vraiment donné confiance en moi pour aller... Pour continuer à produire des morceaux et des albums.
Okay, and really all the tunes that are on this Tombé Levé first project were composed early in my career as a composer. And with that album, I was able to gain more trust, more confidence and faith to go forward and move to something else.
Le deuxième album, donc Adjusting,
Adjusting, the second project.
C'est un album où j'ai voulu aller plus loin et ne pas faire de concessions dans ma manière d'entendre la musique. Jazz, en tout cas. Jazz est le gros cas aussi, parce que il faut savoir que même si mes albums sont très jazz, mais la base de mon inspiration reste toujours la musique caribéenne et plus particulièrement le gros cas.
Okay, with Adjoining, I wanted to go further and I wanted to be genuine because you know that I'm jazz and I'm groka. And even in playing jazz and groka, I wanted that Caribbean and that groka specificity to come out.
Voilà. Et Adjusting, pourquoi? Parce qu'en fait, cet album a été créé juste avant la période Covid, et pendant la période Covid, j'ai commencé vraiment à créer cet album avant et pendant. Et Adjusting, parce que déjà, il fallait qu'on s'adapte à notre vie à cette époque. Et pour moi, de prendre tout ça comme une force, en fait. Les choses, entre guillemets, qu'on trouvait mauvaises, justement de le transformer dans une manière positive. Donc, Adjusting, c'est ça.
And you need to understand that the reason it's called Adjusting, it's because basically I started composing this just before the COVID crisis and during the COVID crisis. So it was a time when we had to adapt to new conditions. And really, I wanted to take everything as it was and take what was potentially a hindrance, a failure, and make it a strength, meaning adapting from bad to positive, moving towards positive from a very poor situation.
Voilà. Et Leno, vraiment, c'est un album vraiment en commun avec Leonardo Montana, qui d'ailleurs a joué
sur... Leno.
Oui.
Leno is a joint baby, a joint creation with Leonardo, who actually has played on my album.
Et voilà, en fait, il a joué sur mes deux, donc il a joué sur tous mes albums en fait, en tant que leader.
He was featured in all the projects. In fact, he was there all the time.
Leonardo, c'est vraiment un très 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 grand ami. On se connaît depuis plus de 15 ans maintenant.
Leonardo is really a genuine friend of mine, a really, really, really good friend, my pal. And we've known one another each other for 15 years now. you know that we've always played together with Leonardo, and in fact, very often people call us to play with other musicians, jazz and other musics. And very often, both of us were called together to play. And the reason why I like playing with Leonardo is that we can identify with one another in the mindset. In our mindset, we have that joint mindset. We're very curious. We're passionate about music, discovering, moving forward. And really, that album together was a state of bliss and happiness, because it was like working two as one. And that working piano and drumming was really something that we nurtured together. And even before we actually played together for this album, when we met, we found that in-depth desire to move forward, things that were similar even on two different instruments, and it came as magic fusion.
Really great storytelling here on the K-Jazz Show. Of course, if you've just joined us, we're in conversation with our drummer, Arnaud Domen, chatting to us from France this Sunday. And we're exploring Gorka-infused jazz improvisation led by the drum. Yeah. And we have also been listening to some of his music throughout this conversation. Now, as we draw to a close, you know, Arnaud, how important, you know, do you think it is for musicians to explore different genres or styles?
Pour moi, c'est important déjà pour l'ouverture d'esprit. Le
for
fait
me, for your mindset, it's voilà, important.
Le fait d'essayer de connaître l'autre pour avancer.
Trying to know others, to move along together.
Et pour moi, la musique, c'est comme la vie, c'est-à-dire...
And for me, music is like life. And music for me is just like when you meet somebody and you're kind of intrigued at that person, so you want to know more. And you want to go further and know the person in depth. So it works the same for me, for music. But also for me, in addition to know others, it's very important for me to go more and more in depth in who I am and what I have in order. Because you see, in life, you actually realize that we have the same push and pulls and many things that are very similar. But by going more in depth in who you are, and what you know about yourself, it enables you to have a better gaze at others and understand also how they react and who they are and so on. Better accept them.
Well, thank you, you know, Arnaud, for joining us this Sunday. And of course, we look forward to hearing more from you. And again, thank you again, Anik, for spending time with us as a connection point for our conversation this Sunday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. He is
Thank
a Gorka.
Yeah,
man. He is a Gorka and jazz improvisation drummer. His name is Arnaud Domen, as our Page 3 featured artist this Sunday on the K-Jazz Show.